Well, let's go over to Genesis 37:3. Praise God. How many of you are here this morning?
I'm here. Totally.
How many are not offended today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that we're not an offended people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And any tongue,
yes,
any tongue that has risen against you, we put it to silence right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Right now. What does it say after that? This is the heritage of the righteous. It's our inheritance that it has to stop. It has to stop.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Even your own mouth. Praise the Lord. Are you there?
Glory.
Now Israel loved Joseph. Who's Israel?
Jacob.
Now Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Didn't mention the other reason why. Anybody know? He was Rachel's boy. Uh-huh. Because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. So that's all I want to read out of the scripture right there. Jacob loved Joseph, and he made him a coat of many colors. The only other person I know that got that was Dolly Parton.
Right.
But what a great example of success. That coat changed her life, just like this coat changed Joseph's life. Amen. So now, you know, we know that Jacob loved all of his children. But I think we could probably say that Joseph was the favored child. Jacob favored him. He gives him this coat. Now that coat is a message. Hear me out. The coat is a message. I want you to keep that in your thinking as we go through this day. The coat is a message. It's giving something to Joseph that will bring a change. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, it's a coat of favor. It's special. It's of unconditional love, unconditional favor. There's favor there. Amen? So, you know, if I have $50, and if I gave this to someone, they would say that I probably favored them, right? So here's $50 for you. So now, aren't you special? Don't you feel special? Because you know I love you. I always think about you. You know what I think about you? I always think that you're faithful. That's what I am grateful. I always see that about you, Avery. But when God gives you something, of course, I love you all. You're going, yeah, but now we see who the favorite is. But when God points you out and gives you something, it starts changing your life. When my name was circled in red, he pointed me out and it began to change my life on Pastor John's book. Praise the Lord. And God, being El Shaddai, can do that for all of us. Now, what we know is that Father elevated, the father, Jacob, he elevated Joseph, but probably wasn't a really smart thing for Joseph to go around flaunting that in front of his brothers. So, Avery, my advice is you might not want to wave that in front of Bo and Ari today. But she'll probably buy him something with it anyway. But praise the Lord. But what I am saying is that he probably should have kind of kept his cool on that. You know, he was getting dreams. He was getting prophecies. He was being spoken to by the Lord. And sometimes you want to keep a lid on those things and not just run around and tell everybody what's going on in your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they took his coat off, they beat him, they threw him in the pit, and they sold him to slave traders. Won't happen to you today, thank you, Jesus. But the favor didn't leave him. That's the thing. See, his suffering wasn't caused by the favor. It was caused by the foolishness. Okay? The favor didn't cause the suffering. Amen. So don't cast your pearls before swine. Okay? Only share your dreams with those who will appreciate it. I just want to plant that thought in you. And parents, you know, here's something else I want to plant in you. Parents will always elevate their children above all the other children in the world. It's, you should. Amen. You want to. I have the best kid. That's how I feel. And the best grandson. See, I feel, yeah, I'm going to take care of them first. Amen. I'm going to take care of my family first. That's how everyone in here feels. Those are my kids. You'll also call them out when you need to. Praise the Lord. But you're going to look after your own. It's natural. It's absolutely natural. I don't know if having a favorite is a good idea or not, maybe. I don't know. Some of you are hollering back, no, no. But parents are going to put all of their children before other people. Well, Joseph had a heavenly father who put him first. You have a heavenly father that puts you first. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So even in Joseph's situation, slave, then prison, favor kept working. Favor's working right now. Favor's working right now. Amen. So I want to say some things to you today. My objective here is to get you, we talked about favor last Sunday. I want to stay on it because I want you to have faith in your favor. This is something we go over yearly because favor is very important. It's very important if you're going to get to where you're going. You need to find favor with people. So Father regards his children very highly. First, he loves the lost, but he loves you more. If I could say it like that, he loves everyone. And he watches over us, he protects us, he guides us, he corrects us, he blesses us. But you really, really need to see yourself as God's favorite. Oh, but I couldn't do that. Well, certainly you can. Like I said, he's El Shaddai. He is able to love you as if you were the only child. Every one of us. That's what El Shaddai means. He's the breasty one. He can feed everybody. He can favor everybody. He can love everybody. But you need to feel like you're his favorite kid. You need to have that sense about you. You know, God really loves me. I'm just so special to the Lord. I'm his kid. I mean, you just need to see yourself that way. Yeah, I'm important. I'm the favorite son. I'm the favorite daughter. You need to see yourself. Sissy used to say that I was the fair-haired child of Pastor John. You're just the fair-haired child of Pastor John. Well, praise the Lord. You know why? Because I believed it. I still argue with Brandon over it today that I'm that. Praise the Lord. But you know, I want you to get that. I'm favored. I'm favored. I'm favored in the church. I'm favored in the city. I'm favored in the state. I'm favored at my home. I'm favored in the prayer closet. I'm favored. But you're not just like an only child. You're the firstborn. And according to the Jewish tradition, firstborn get it all. They get the birthright. You say, yeah, but I thought Jesus was the firstborn. He is. You are a joint heir with Christ. You have firstborn favor. You have firstborn everything rights. You have firstborn rights. Everything belongs to you. You're the firstborn.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You might want to think about that. Just walking through it a little slow here and make sure that you're thinking with me. I want you to go a little deeper about this. You're equal. God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. After all, he gave Jesus. So don't think it haughty. Don't think it prideful to see yourself as the favorite. Don't think so. Don't think that way. You're not, you're just being religious if you're like, well, you know, God loves so many others above. No, he doesn't. Like, well, I didn't get the $50 bill this morning. Well, life isn't over yet. This is the only 50 I had in my pocket, right? Everybody's going to have a day. Everybody here is going to have a day. Everybody here is going to have a day when you're picked out. Everybody here is going to have a favor day. Amen. Because favor's working behind the scenes. Yeah. Joseph couldn't see everything while he was in prison. He was in there for a while. He couldn't see everything when he was a slave. But favor was working because favor flows. Yeah. Favor flows. You can step into a new situation, watch the favor flow, watch things change. It'll change an old situation. I just want you to think just for a minute that favor is flowing for you right now. Favor is flowing, and it's going to accelerate your destiny in life. Come on. Need to get excited about this. You have a destiny. Well, you know, I'm retired. Well, you still have a destiny.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. To live God's best every day. And favor accelerates destiny. This is not cheating. We do say favor ain't fair. But the truth is the favor of God isn't fair according to the world. But let's face it, we're going to get picked. I know you've heard all my stories. How I got picked out of 50 people to get a certain house. How I got this place. How I got that. How I got a house on the lake with a boat and a sea-doo by asking the Lord for it. Amen. Had favor to drive the boat. Had all these. There's always that favor coming up all the time, all the time, all the time. God always favors me. Well, oh, Pastor, how can you say that? Because God always favors me.
That's right.
And I believe it. And I believe what Danny preached this morning. I know who he is, and I know this is available to me, and it's available to you, and it's going to touch your life. Favor also, you know, things may have taken years to develop in the past for you, but now it's only going to take a short time. That's what favor does. It'll move you ahead so that everything doesn't have to be stretched out for long periods of time. So if you'll go ahead and receive it, you're going to break through having to wait. Well, you know, waiting is part of being patient. Those have nothing to do with each other. Come on. Patience is not waiting, church. No, it's a consistent way of living. In other words, whether something has happened or not, you're the same. I do have my healing. I do have my new vehicle. I do have my freedom. I do have this thing resolved. Whatever it is, you are, if you're patient, that means you're standing that no matter what it looks like, you know it's already yours. That patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a force. You employ it and it goes to work for you. And you say, I'm not being moved. Amen. People are like, well, I guess the Lord's trying to teach me patience. Well, I just taught it to you. That's patience. You don't have to wait and 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 wait all the time. No, you don't. When you wait, you're waiting on the Lord like someone waits a table. Lord, here I am. What would you like for me to say and do? Amen. Favor also brings ease. The days that have been hard can be easy. Well, it got really quiet on that one. We'll try it over here. The days that have been hard can become easy. Life doesn't have to be hard all the time. Break through that thing. Break through that cycle. Break through what, don't take it on as a season. Break through it. Come on out today. Make your stand today. Break on through that today. Have some ease today. God wants you to have some ease. There's some things coming. Stop being all stuck in the mud. Stop being all, what's it called? Is quagmire the right word? Is that the right word? Yeah, you get all stuck because you can't make a decision. Just go ahead and make a decision. Amen. You can't turn the car unless you start taking it down the road. So if you start going the wrong way, your GPS will go off.
Absolutely.
Make a left-hand turn at the next corner. And then you'll get on the track. But at least start the car and start going.
Yes.
I am not going to live stuck.
That's right. Me neither.
No more jam logs. Yep. No more holding back. We're going to move forward. And glory, you can come all right on in here right now because I'm not living without the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you realize that because of the favor of God, your entire world could change before you go to bed tonight, Debbie Clark? Do you realize that? That before you go to bed tonight, Margaret, before you go to bed tonight, favor could change your life.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Favor could change. You could get the call in a little while. Maybe it's a client. Maybe it's a whatever. Who knows? It could be anything. Maybe somebody will give you $100 today. Maybe something that you're like, well, that I need a whole lot more than that. Well, let's talk about that in just a minute. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about it. Amen. Are you getting anything out of this? See, Joseph's life, he went from the pit. Actually to the prison and then to the palace. So he went to sleep in prison, but he ended up on a satin pillow with a personal attendant at his door. Now that's a true story. That's a true story. I said that's a true story. Happens to me all the time. Why don't you be the next true story? You can skip the prison part. But whatever prison you've been in, why don't you just skip that? Why don't you just end up having if you need a personal attendant, so be it, you know. But why don't you just end up doing better? Why not? What's today? How about March the 13th? You just, today's spring forward. Why don't we just spring forward today? Why don't we just spring forward? Amen. Just go ahead and spring forward today. It could be different by tonight. Those of you that I prayed for your itinerant ministry, I hadn't gotten a single call until I believed I received it, and then whoop. Now, some people call me the year before, Pastor Burke does, but then, oh, can you come to Houston? Oh, it'll start happening. It'll start happening. And don't be too, those of you who are new at it, don't be too proud to go where they're only going to give you a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Those of you that know it, because you're going to deliver a word. The people need you. God will pay you.
That's true.
Because I've been places where, in fact, a couple of places I've been lately, I outpaid what I was given. Okay? I don't care. God will pay for it. Sometimes my offering check is more than what they send me. That's okay. But then sometimes it's not. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's a lot. Thank you, Lord. Now, here's a few things. I just want to talk to you about a few things. First of all, I'm declaring this year for you right now that you go beyond the favor of Princess Parking. Now, Princess Parking is good. Getting up front is good. It says something. I'm so grateful for it. Gratefulness is so important. But your favor is beyond your parking spot. Amen. It's an incredibly good thing to get that spot. But, and that is showing favor. But when you do get it, and that's what I wanted to address about the Dr. Pepper and back home when you need more. Whatever you get, if you're grateful, your favor will increase. You got to get that. Well, they asked me to come on over there. All I got was, you know, they paid me $500 to come 5 hours. Well, if you think like that, it's not going to increase. Say, glory to God. This is God's plan. God provides for me.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Now, I'm not talking about your assignment in work. You want that to come out balanced. You don't work for nothing when you have a business. You get compensated for that. But you know I'm talking in my realm. But I'm trying to talk to you about God's realm. See, whatever he starts you with, where you see the favor, start being grateful right there.
Yeah.
Start being grateful right there. Look what I got. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Look, we parked right up front. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, look, I got a discount on that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this happened. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody bought my lunch. Thank you, Jesus. Da, 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 da. And you start getting so grateful, and every night when you go to bed, just sit there, blessed art thou, O Lord, God of the universe, maker of heaven and earth. Thank you for all the blessings I had today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Bless the Lord. But we're just about to start preaching on that. I'm going to tell you what it does when you bless the Lord.
Right.
That's going to be our next project. Amen. So, but one of the things to do is just to get this gratitude going. Did you know that there's favor for health? It's this scripture. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. See, that scripture invokes a wish a little more than a prayer. It's God's desire, we'll say. That he's conveying a deep spiritual desire. I really want you to be healthy. I really want you to be healthy. And I really want you to be prosperous. See, that's his desire. He's saying that to us. Right here, he's saying, I really want you to be healthy. And so it's a spiritual declaration instead of just a prayer. Come on. Amen. So, that should be our inspiration as well as a guide, because John's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Follow me. He's pronouncing favorable health. Can you see that in that verse? He's pronouncing favorable health. He's on our, and so when you quote that scripture as John was doing, well, Lord, you said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. You just prospered your soul.
Yes.
You just prospered your soul right then. It's a declaration that you're making. It's a declaration of the favor of God. Amen.
Amen.
It tells you two things. He wants you to be healthy, and he's going to show you favor for health. You ought to just say that right now. Lord, thank you,
for
showing me favor
concerning my health.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So, you know, you're doing that and you're pronouncing favorable health over yourself, over other people. And then there's favor for finances. Now listen, church. God knows, because he wrote this in Ecclesiastes 10:19. He said, money answers all things. Now see, huh? No, I didn't say that. The word said it. Money answers all things. Now we know that prayer is the most powerful thing. We know that the anointing, what this is talking about, of how you do business in the world, from kingdom to world business. It's going to take finances. It'll take you money to get home from here. Right now, quite a bit of it if you're driving a car. We might want to get our horses back out. No. No, I'm kidding. God always provides for us. He'll provide you a horse too if you want one. Now, oh, I heard some whoops on that. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I want you to think about this too. We're just thinking together today. Money eliminates worry and stress. Come on. We can talk about it here. This is a safe zone. We're talking about it. It can improve the quality of your life. It can improve the quality of your health. Because you can make better choices, eat better foods, take real vitamins. You can do more things for yourself. You can,
you know, get your night cream and everything.
All the good stuff. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Sorry, guys. Anyway, it can improve your health. And it also can give you more time with your family. It can. Because if you don't have to work, our, one of the ways that I have time with my family is we go on family vacation every year. And, I thank God I have the money to go, see?
Amen.
I mean, Carter Jones has already seen St. John, Hawaii, Disney World, Yellowstone, Yosemite, Sequoia. This year he's gonna see Colorado. Now, I mean, he's 12.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
He can look back and say, when I was in Hawaii, I ate a lot of shavy ice. He calls it called it shavy ice. Y'all know what shaved ice is? It's good. Anyway, it's better when you're in Hawaii. So it's good to be able to do that. It's good to be, if you can sleep in a good bed, it's better than getting up feeling all rickety the next morning.
Amen.
If you can drive a good car, it feels better. You know, we travel a lot in cars. Amen. So it's helpful not to have to, well, I better not name a car in here, but praise the Lord. Bless God if you have one. Thank you, Jesus. But it's good if you can be comfortable. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing in the eyes of God. And so we have this favor. It increases your finances. I mean, your quality of life. And I'm going to say this on top of everything I just said. Money's a good thing if you keep it in perspective, and that would be that it serves you and you don't serve it, okay? You don't serve money. You serve God. So whatever God tells you to do with your money, that's what you do. But he will eventually tell you to get a new mattress.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. It's night cream. Praise the Lord. Now, okay, so a major part of our lives is getting along with people. Oh, glory. Here we go. Relationships they're very important. Very important. And though they are rewarding, they can be difficult. They demand mercy, grace, patience. They need gentleness. They need kindness. They need love. Amen. In life, you deal with people on many levels. Some you need EGR, extra grace required. But you have it. But favor can really come in. Because there can be people that are just testy and hard to get along with, but if you find favor with them, you'll get right through. I know, I would, a show of hands would probably say every one of us have dealt with someone. And then they went, well, yeah, they just broke. I've even had people say this to me. Well, I don't know why, but we choose you. Just grouchy all the way to the favor end. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'll take the favor however I can get it.
That's right.
Amen. But favor, what about favor with your children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want my children to favor me.
Yeah.
I want them to be happy with me and not go, Mom. Yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
I want them to go, hey, Mom, glory to God, it's Mom. You know, I want to be, okay, don't tell Mom about that or blah, 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 you know. No, want to just be easy. We want to have favor with our children. We want to have, my parents are in heaven, so I have a lot of favor with them. But you want to find favor with your parents. Amen. Finding favor with your parents is a big deal. Finding favor with your spouse is a big deal. Finding favor with your boss is a big deal. Finding favor with your pastor is a big deal. Finding favor with the school is a big deal. Finding favor is a big deal. Because it can get you through the doors to the next place, to the next level. It gives you the breakthrough you're looking for. And when you find favor with people, even if you're in a bit of a struggle with them for a moment, it's going to break through. It's going to break through if you'll rely on the favor of God. How do I know this? Go back to Joseph.
Yes.
I mean, here he is before Pharaoh and telling the dreams. See, favor brought those dreams out. Favor brought the interpretation of the dream out. See, can I tell you, you're the answer to someone's problem? And when you solve that problem, you come into a new place with people. Ask Danny. Ask Amanda. Ask John Calvary. Amen. My life would be, what I would think would be difficult without them. You know, they answered a lot of stuff for me. Jesse has. Larry has. I mean, many of you have. And Art has. But just think about that. Now, I'm always looking to be the answer to someone's situation. I hope you are too. Because that's our dream. You understand that, right? That your dream is all wound up. Your dream, God's dream, it's all wound up in you being the answer to someone.
That's right. That's right. That's
good. What are you passionate about? And what do you hate? Because whatever it is that you hate is what you need to solve. I hate people being ignorant about my Father God. So I got the right job. Because my whole theme is God is good. And y'all know that. You have one too. So you need favor with your family. You need favor in your neighborhood. Particularly if you have a dog or a cat, you might need a little extra. Especially if you have a cat. You need favor in your work. Amen. Your work could bring frustration or satisfaction. It can bring bounty or lack. It brings purpose and significance or indifference and aimlessness. It's your pick. That's why you want to find favor with God and go into your real calling.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Not just a job that makes money, but what God has called you to do. Well, I keep trying to find it. I keep trying to find it. I keep trying. You need to clear out. Settle down and it will begin to come to you. And you'll go, hey, this is what I need to do. Can I talk about that yet? No. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I know, Lord. Sorry, we're having a conversation here. I just have something big on my heart. It's really big. But it's going to come out, I think. Now, favor for your family. You know, favor can save a marriage. It can. Amen. You really need favor for travel. And we're 6 days away from a mask-free plane ride, is my understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's talk about ways to achieve this as we're going to close down here. As I mentioned earlier, gratefulness. Gratefulness is big because gratefulness equals multiplication. How many of y'all like to cook? So you know when you make a really good dish and someone's really grateful, you'll cook for them. You'll cook for them. If they go, oh, this is so good, you're like, I'll make them something else. Isn't that right? Look what I made you. You know, amen. And so it multiplied. their dishes multiplied because they were grateful. It's so simple. You help someone and they're grateful, you'll help them again. You give someone a gift and they're grateful, you'll give them another gift. If they don't say thank you, it's not that you wouldn't give them a gift if God told you to, but it doesn't come up quite as fresh. When like, you know, it just comes off a whole lot better when someone says, thank you for that. Thank you. Amen. God is so good. I tell you, when we got home the other day and I drove in my driveway, and I saw the country after being in that city. I was like, oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. So I was standing out in the garden, and this is for free. I was standing out in the garden, and Deb's coming to talk to me, and here comes a hawk doing his noise, and it just all Deb faded out. I'm like, going, it's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, there's a hawk, and she flew right into her new nest. John, we got a new one. We watched a hawk out there for years. We have no bunnies, but we have a hawk. I just want a snake-eating hawk. Do they do that? That'd be good. Well, we don't have many snakes either at our place. The angelic forces are at work at that too. Anyway, so here's another thing for you. God's favor is activated by your confession. Now, let's just get serious about this just a little bit before we go, because I want you to pick up something different here. Confession is kind of Christianese to us. Okay, so let's see if we can lodge it into your thinking in a little bit different of a way before we go. If you look at the Latin, it means to agree with or to say the same thing. Okay? So that makes confession a little different right now, doesn't it? It's not just, well, I confessed. No, it's to agree with or say the same thing. So to say the same thing verbally that God has already said about you in the Word is not fantasy or an exercise in vanity. I am favored. That's not vanity. That's not fantasy. I am agreeing with God. I am prosperous. I'm agreeing with God. I am healed. I'm agreeing with God. Yeah, but what if you're not? Well, then I'm like Father Abraham. He called things that were not as though they were. That's what faith is. You say it and confess it, and then it will manifest. Well, it's not working for me. It just did. So confession is more than just yet you're repeating something. Now we've been doing this for a long time. And so we also know this, good old Charles Capps. When you say it loud enough and often enough, it's finally going to seep into your heart and in your mind. And you'll believe what you say before you believe anybody else. So when you say, I am the body of Christ and Satan has no power over me, I overcome evil with good. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. I'm in this age and that's my age and I take nothing but vitamins in Jesus' name. So you start confessing these things. I'm the favorite of God. I'm favored by God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Say it until you believe that. If you're worried about some weapon prospering against you, quote that until you believe it. I don't care if it's 100 times. Oh, y'all are just those name it, claim it people. We named it, we claimed it, we got it. And so is everybody else in the world getting it. They're getting what they're claiming. You must choose your words. Wisely. Yep. You must. Yep. Amen. Confession is a big part of favor. When the things that come out of your mouth, here's what's going to happen. This is the part you have to get. You have these things coming out of your mouth and they're faith, okay? It's faith, faith, faith. But pretty soon the things that start coming out of your mouth are going to be experience. I've experienced the favor of God, but you know where I started? I started with Bob Buis, remember? That little book, Favor, The Road to Success.
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little white book with a little, oh, we wore that book out. Probably many of you have seen that little book. It's the first one I ever heard that talked about favor. Mm-hmm. Before Brother Savelle.
Yeah.
Amen. The Road to Success. And boy, we say, okay, praise the Lord. We're on the road to success because we have favor. Mm-hmm. And so have we experienced favor? Over and over and over and over and over. We're standing in a building, sitting in a building because of favor.
Amen. Yeah.
We have what we have. I'm debt free because of favor.
Yeah.
It's all about favor. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's the confession of favor. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. It's mighty, church. Mm-hmm. Church, salvation is free. Mm-hmm. It's free. The Lord's not willing that any should perish. God offers us the gift of everlasting life because he loves us. It's free. But if you noticed, not everybody today is born again. Why? Because you have to receive Jesus. You have to do something. It's not just believing. Devils believe. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're born again. You confess with your mouth. You believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And you will be saved. But you had to do that part and come into agreement with God. And then your spirit lit up on the inside. It's not just, well, I always believed in Jesus. Well, so I did too, but I didn't get born again at birth.
No.
I mean, my mama was taking me to church when I was a little bitty kid, but I wasn't born again. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with everything else you get. It's all going to be by faith in you receiving it. If you want favor, you got to receive the God of favor.
Mm-hmm.
You got to receive this God that wants to favor you. Receive him. Receive what he wants to do. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for it. It's activated through gratefulness, through confession, through receiving, and it is also a reward of obedience, which you were speaking to me about this morning. When we obey, it shows that we trust. Father, thank you for blessing them wherever they're going. Thank you, Lord, for safety. We plead the blood of Jesus over them and the people they're going to help. In Jesus' name. If you're listening online, we're right next to the police station and the fire station. So what a great place to be. Also, the life flight's right here. Thank you, Jesus. So they get prayed for every time we're here.
Yep.
Amen. So he's going to lead you the right way. He likes to reward you with favor.
Yes.
Well, you're harping on it. Yes.
Yes.
Because what did I say? That by the time you go to bed tonight, something's going to happen.
Thank you for that favor, Lord.
Now, here's the one that you're going to have to swallow and like. Excellence is connected to favor.
Yes, yes, it is.
You rise above your human tendency. Okay?
Yeah.
Excellence. Sowing seed is connected to favor.
Uh-huh.
Solving problems for others. We actually already hit this. That's connected to favor.
Yeah.
It can move you into a different place in a relationship. I can say that has happened to me. Because of some things that I did, it moved me into into a relationship, in a different place in that relationship. Excuse me. You can solve a problem for someone and end up in their inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can you think through that and see that you've done that?
Yep.
And someone's done it with you? Yeah, you took them on, you hired them or something because, they knew how to do something well. So we flow in all of this by grace through faith. We're empowered. And let's stand up and we're going to say something together today. Y'all received this today?
Yes.
Real estate people, sell some property today.
Yeah.
Sell some property today. Businessmen, get some clients today.
Yeah.
Investors, your stocks will go up tomorrow because we have to wait for the stock market to open. But I believe it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for favor on all of our stocks, all of our IRAs, everything you have. I declare that it goes up, not down. Jesus, I'm continually up. You know, we're in a little bit of volatile. There's some bearish things going on, but that's all right. Real estate, land. So you find favor for land. You find favor with your landlord if you have one. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now repeat this after me. I'm going to do it slow so you can get it. Lord, I thank you today for favor.
Lord, I thank you today for favor.
I thank you that I'm your favorite child.
I thank you that I'm your favorite child.
Which means I am particularly esteemed.
Which means I am particularly esteemed.
And I have undue preference.
And I have undue preference.
I'm the apple of your eye.
I'm the apple of your eye.
I'm crowned with glory and honor.
I'm crowned with glory and honor.
And because I wear a crown, which shows me that I'm royalty.
I have the character
and status
of a king.
As part of the royal family,
I can expect preferential treatment.
Today I declare favor
in every area of my life.
For my family,
for my work,
for the people I know and love,
for my health,
the health of those I care about,
for my finances,
in my travels,
in every little aspect of daily life.
Right now,
right now,
right now,
I choose to recognize
and accept the favor of God
and to walk in all of its benefits.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
It's done.
It's done.
And everybody said,
Amen.